Today's daf is Nazir Daf Tes, the beginning of the second perek of Maseches Nazir, as we continue with our different ways of Kabbalas Nazirus, and the Mishnah starts off with a confusing wording that the person says, and we're not exactly sure what he means and what he is being makabel. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir min hagrogoris min advela. His first two words are pretty clear. I am a Nazir. But then he adds, I'm a Nazir from figs. I'm a Nazir from another type of food that is not normally included in Nazirus. So the question is, what does he mean? Hareini Nazir min hagrogoris min advela. Is this one phrase, and he just says it in an unusual way, or is it two phrases? And does he want both to be true? Or did he say one phrase and then he is retracting what his original phrase was? We have no idea. Three different options. Exactly what did he mean? Is he saying two things? Is he saying one thing? And is he saying one thing and retracting the previous thing? That's what is unclear. So it says the Mishnah, Beishamei Omrim Nazir, U Beisil Omrim Eino Nazir. Machlokas, Beishamei says that he is a Nazir, and Beisil says that he is not a Nazir. Meaning, Beis Shammai says, don't worry about the fact that he said min hagrogoris min advela. For some reason, that's not significant, right? Just saying Hareini Nazir is good enough to get him into the package of Nazirus. Grogoris advela were somehow, we ignore it. And Beis Hillel says, ain't a Nazir. No, one is not a Nazir in that case. What about grogoris advela? He's not a Nazir according to Beis Hillel. It's not 100% clear what does Beis Hillel hold about the Grogoris and Tvela part of what he said, that we will have to see how the Gemara seems to interpret it and how the Rambam seems to interpret it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda then comes along and says, he has a different version of the Machlokas. Af kisha amru Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to most Rishonim, that nobody says that he is a Nazir in this case. He says, "Min hagrogoris min advela." So, of course, kuli alma, he is not a nazir. What must he mean by the language of nazir here? According to Yehuda, he means a lashon of hafrasha. Like Yosef is called the nazir of the brothers. He's separated. He is different. He is not together with the rest. That's what the person means here. I am separated. I am mufrash from Grogoris and Tvela. That's what it might mean according to Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokas is, was this person Mekabel an Isser of Grogoris and Tvela? But everybody would agree that he's not a Nazir. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, af kisha amr Beishamei lo amru ela ba'omer harei hein alai karban. Beishamei only meant it where the person added, and they are to me like a karban, a language of a neder. And that's what the Rabbi Yehuda holds. If you look at the second Tosfos, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Af Shamar Beis Shammai Lo Amr Ela Ba'Omer Harei Alai Karban, Rabbi Yehuda Palik Atana De Masnisan, Aliva De Beis Shammai, Vika Amar De Lo Havi Nazir Ladin Nazirus. Everybody agrees to that. Even Beis Shammai agrees he's not a Nazir. Kiva De Lo Nadar Me Asher Yotzi Mi Gefen Ayayin. Right, he didn't make a neder from normal halachas of Nazirus. Ela nader have min hagrogoris min advela ki'ilu amar hein alai kikarban. He said that they're like to me as a karban. So what did he mean? Right, what did he mean by the lashon of Nazir? About you, Nazir ka'amar v'yesh lomer, as we just explained, the Nazir lashon hafrasha. You see, it's like a lashon of ki'ilu amar hareini parish min hagrogoris. As if he said that. Everybody agrees that he is not a, the machlokas is whether he is usher from the grogoris or not. If you look at the language of Rav Avraham ben Hahar, right here, he adds in a line, and what does Beis Hillel say? What's the Beis Hillel argument? If according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai holds that, we would say that, he is nadar from grogoris. What would Beis Hillel hold? So Rabbi Nahar says that he holds he's nothing. Why? Because he didn't use the language of normal acceptance of nadarim. Ubeis Hillel sabi afilu nadar lo to hare alai karban naziris ka'amar. How do we interpret his words? I accept to bring a karban naziris, but he's not a nazir, so he can't bring a karban naziris. And he didn't say the language, regular lashon of nadarim, so he's not an usher from those. V'lo havi lo nadar v'lo nazir. So that is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and really different versions, two different versions of the Mishnah, the Tanakhama's version and the Rabbi Yehuda's version in the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to have its own explanation of this machlokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but Tosfos already quotes the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, who give a different interpretation, different than what our Gemara says. And they quote that the word, sometimes you find an affinity between wine and Grogerus and Dvela. Sometimes you would use a Lashon, and that's why Beis Shammai says that it works. Our Gemara doesn't say this, but the Yerushalmi and the Tosefta says, the Tosefta calls this a kinui, according to Beis Shammai, a kinui for a Nazir. Kinui. Kinui means that a word that also means this, konas, all those other words. So you're telling me that figs mean grapes? What? How is that a kinui? That's a different word. That's what the Tosefta says. It's a kinui. Tosefta, top Tosas quotes the Tosefta, the beginning of the second parak. Kinui kinuyin, Beishami Omer Nazir, Eza kinui kinuyin was an example, Haredi Nazir minat Vela. Wow. So Dvela is a kinui. Veloma karele kinui, mashayach Dvela benaziris. Yes, Tosas, what shayach figs to naziris? That's not a kinui. That's a different word. Veyesh lomar, debi Yerushalmi kari ledvela tirosh. We know we say Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Dagon is usually translated as grain. Yitzar is oil. And what about Tirosh? The Tirosh usually means wine or grapes. So the Yerushalmi quotes that sometimes Tirosh means Dvela. It also means figs. So that's a totally different reason than what Agamar is going to say, that he said a language of Naziris. Right? There's nothing that's a kinui of Naziris. Good. Okay. Says the Gemara. Hareni Nazir min Agrogeris min Advela, Beishamei Omrim Nazir. So Beishamei says he's a Nazir. Ask the Gemara, the Pashtus is, let's put the Yerushalmi out of our head for now. He said, it's like as if he said, I'm a Nazir from apple juice. Right? What kind of lashon is that? Right? A Nazir is not usir in those things. So the words that he says should be meaningless. Ask the Gemara. V'yamai mikol asher ye'aseh mikefen hayayin. From whatever comes out of grapes, raisins, and grapes, and grape peels, any product of the vine is usir for a Nazir. So why is it that Beis Shammai says that this works? So 2 days in the Gemara. One built on the other one. First day. Amar Rachmana. Beis Shammai because you have to say Ayayin Amar Rachmana. Right? So the Torah says that only what is Usur from Gefen Ayayin. So answers the Gemara. Beis Shammai Savri La Krebi Meir. De Amar Ein Azam Motzi Dvar of Levatala. So we're going to touch on a number of sugyas and other places in Shas to try to explain Beis Shammai. Here's the first one. Beis Shammai Olzai Krebi Meir. People don't say things for nothing. Ein Azam Motzi Dvar of Levatala. When a person says something, they want it to be understood. They want it to be effective. And if it's not effective in the pashtus of what they said, then we need to reinterpret it for it to be effective in some other way. What is the makar for this? Ein Azam Motzi Dvar of Levatala. So Tosas quotes the Gemara in Misachas Arachin on Daf Hey. The Gemara there talks about where someone says that they accept upon themselves the demay, the erech of a kli. We know the psukim in Parshas B'chukosai have arachin of people. Depending on age and gender, there's a certain type of erech. But the Mesechas Erechin, if you remember, talks about two different types of mechanisms for me to owe money to the Beis HaMikdash. Arachin and damim. Everything has damim. Damim means the value. I could sell it in a store. That's damim. Demay ploni alai. How much would ploni be sold for on the market? Demay, this kisei alai. How much would the chair be sold for? That's damim. Arachin is only by people, depending on age and by gender. What if somebody says the erech of a kli I accept upon myself? So what does that mean? Right, there is no Erech of a Kli. The Torah doesn't list off Arachin of a Kli. Says Rabbi Meir, it must be that he means Damim. Demei Kli Alai. Because a person doesn't say anything for nothing. Ein Ademotzi Dvar Levatala. And therefore, this is what he must mean. The Gemara there also relates it to the other case. What if somebody says Erech Tinok Alai, the Erech of a baby who's less than 30 days old? Also, there's no erech given in the Gemara. So, in the Torah. So that is what the Mishnah says, linking those two machlokos, and saying, Rabbi Meir, in both of them hold, Ein Anav Motzi Dvar Al Vatala. Right, that's what the Gemara says, Amarech Pachos Biben Chodesh, I'm reading an Arech and Daf Hey, Rabbi Meir Omer Nosein Damav, Vachacham Bomer, Lomer Klum, Vacham say, no, meaningless. What you said is meaningless, so we just forget what you said. But my Kamifligi, Rabbi Meir Sabra, Ein Anav Motzi Dvar Al Vatala, Yodea She'ein Arech and Lefachos Biben Chodesh. Everybody knows what the psukim say in Chukosai. You can't, or you might say, what do you mean? Everybody knows. Everybody who's giving an erech knows that there's no erech in for a pachos biben chodesh. The gamar v'amr l'shem damim, and that's what he really meant. So that is the context, the first try that the Gemara says here. Beishamai must hold like Rabbi Meir that a person is not motzi dvarav livatala. Some ask that there are rishonim. The Shita B'Kubet says limits this principle of ein adam motzi dvarav livatala to hekdesh. So the question is, how is this brought over? The Shita B'Kubet says in Baba Kama Daf Ayin quotes the Rivash, who says that Rabbi Meir only says ein adam motzi dvarav livatala by hekdesh. As we're going to see over this daf in a couple of places, Be'ez Hashem, that it's easier to be makdish something, and it's harder to get out of the state of hekdesh than other areas in halacha. Easier to give it to hekdesh. We know the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, amirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hevyot. Sometimes hekdesh doesn't need normal maisei kinyanim, because it's easier. What's the source for that? That's the beautiful Yerushalmi in Kiddushin, l'ashem ha'aretz u'malala. Really, everything belongs to Hashem. So when I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm kind of just giving it back to its natural state. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to me for however long I decide to keep it. When I give it back to the Beis HaMikdash, so it's like just going, reverting back to the natural state where everything belongs to Hashem. L'Hashem Arzim Loa. If I want to eat something, I got to make a bracha. I have to be asked reshus, as the Gemara says in Miseches Brachas. So it's easier. So the Shita B'Kubet says in Baba Kama that this principle of Rabbi Meir, well, if you said it, you must mean it, because you're trying to give something to Hekdesh. Ain't the most of the only applies to Kachim. So how does our Gemara here apply to Naziris? What's the answer? We're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of lines. Naziris is connected to Kachim. Remember, we had back on Daf Beis. We asked, what is Naziris doing in Seder Nashim? It should be, Tosa said, in Seder Kachim. Right? Because it has a lot of issues related to Kachim and Karbanos. So that's the answer given by the Achronim here, and that is, even if you want to limit Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala to Kachim, it could still apply to Naziris, because Naziris is related to Kachim. So that is why, here in our Mishnah, now let's explain, in our Mishnah, when a person says, I'm a Nazir from Grogaris and Tvela, everybody knows that you can't, Naziris doesn't apply to figs. So it must be that he's just saying that Lashon of Grogaris and Vela for some other reason. Maybe he's trying, we're going to get to whether he's trying to retract, or maybe he's just saying, it's hard for me, like I like figs, you know, I like grapes, whatever. He's not using a Lashon that should be misinterpreted, right? He's using a Lashon, he wants his words to be effective in some way. Ein Adamosi Dvarav Levatala, that is Rabbi Meir's Shita. Ubeis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel, interestingly, the Rishonim point out, the Gemara could have just said, Beis Hillel Savri, Adamosi Dvar Levatala. Right? You just link it to one machlokas. The problem then would be, why didn't the Gemara then say, this machlokas is just like that machlokas? The Gemara doesn't say that. That's why the Gemara adds in a different sheet than what Beis Hillel is based on. Beis Shammai is based on Rabbi Meir over there in Arachin. Ubeis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel say that he is not a Nazir? Ubeis Hillel Savri, la Kerbi Yosi, de Amar, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitvas. Vahai Nedru Pischu Imahu. What does that mean? So that's referring to a different Gemara. A Gemara in Meseches Temura on Daf Chav Hei. Where there is a machlokes. If somebody says that they have a Ola and a Shlamim standing in front of them, and then they have another karbon, and they say, Harezu is a Mishnah. Mishnah Chav Hei Mabez in Temura. Harezu Temuras Ola Temura Shlamim. This animal, there's an Isser Daraisa to make Temura. But as we know, it works. There's a Losas and Ase. You're not allowed to be Mamer. If you are, Bahayahu Smuraso Yekodesh. That's the mitzvah that they're both Kodesh. What if a person has an Ola and a Shlamim that he's going to be Mamer with, and he says this animal should be Temuras Ola, Temuras Shlamim? So what does that mean? Machlokes in the Mishnah. Harezu Temuras Ola, Diberi Meir. The Meir says, no, it's a Temuras Ola. You go by the first part of what he said, right? The beginning of his words, Tfos Lashon Rishon. And Rabbi Yossi argues, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, no, half and half. You split it. Im lekaknes kavin tchila, if he meant to say both, ho v'yefshah likros beishemos ka'achas, right? People aren't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do two things at once. Zachar v'shamar b'divar echad amru. They can be said at the same time. People can't say the two things at once. So they have to be consecutive. So, is ho v'yefshah likros beishemos ka'achas, dvarav kayamin. So his words are kayam. And what do you do? And Rashi explains there in Temura, v'chetzya temuras ola, v'chetzya temuras shlamim. half and half. What he said second is significant. How do you have a carbon that's half an ol and half a shlamim? You wait till it gets a mum, you let it go out to the pasture, v'tirashitistoyv, v'timachar, and you sell it, v'yavi, v'dmei chetz yitmuras ola, v'dmei chetz yitmuras shlamim. You bring half ola and half shlamim. So that is the source of the machlokas, Reb Yossi and the Chachamim. So Beis Hillel holds here, our Gemara says, like Reb Yossi to Amar, Bigmar Dvar Vadam Nitfas. You don't just focus on the beginning of his phrase. We focus on the end, meaning Minagroger and Minagvela are significant here. You can't just not focus on that. V'hai neder upisko imahu. So here, it's a neder, and it's the explanation of his neder right there. He is not accepting to be a Nazir. He is saying, Nazir, for Gogoras and Vela. And we'll have to see. Therefore what? Therefore he's nothing? Because there is no such thing as a Nazir for Gogoras and Vela. Or is he saying that, well, he's at least a usher to Gogoras and Vela? That is not 100% clear in the Gemara. Sounds like, as we'll see, the Gemara continues, that he's nothing. Sounds like that's the way the Rishonim are assuming, that according to the Tanakhama's Beis Hillel, nothing what he said. What he said is not acceptance of anything. We'll have to see what the Rambam says, as we mentioned before. Tosfos does point out here that it's not exactly a parallel to that case. Because the case, we just explained it. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Harry Turas, all is Rishlamim, therefore you accept both. When Rabbi Yossi says, Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, he means also with Gmar Dvarav, meaning what he said first also counts. He says Tiburas Ol, he says Tiburas Shlamim, so you split it. Fine, perfect. Is that what's happening here? Hareini Nazir, Minigrogos et Velas. What are we saying, basically? The second half wins. Nazir is meaningless, the second half wins, and therefore he's nothing. Right? Or do you say that he's explaining what he said earlier? Stosis points out, because there's a difference. Over there, they could coexist. You could say it's half and half. Here, they can't coexist. So that's why it's a model for the Machlokas, even though it's not an exact parallel to the Machlokas. Let's read those words of Tosfos. Tosfos says about the eighth medium line in Tosfos. V'im Tomar, V'hamar Rabbi Yossi, Bigmar Dvarav, Adam Nitfas, Havi Pirish, Af Bigmar Dvarav, Adam Nitfas, V'havi Tmuras, Ola Tmuras Shlamim. 1 minute, says Tosfos, if you want it to be an exact parallel, so just like over there, what Rabbi Yossi really means is that we take significance to both parts of his phrase and say it's half and half. V'hachanami, nitvos lashon risho nami. Why don't you learn both? D'ka'amar nazir, nazir miyayin, v'nazir migrogeris. So say it's both true. And it'll be a nazir, real nazir, and it'll be a neder from grogeris. So why don't you say it's like that? So v'yesh lomar dafi mefurish b'tzmura. Says Tosfos, no. If you look in the continuation of that Gemara, the Gemara explains why this type of case would be different. Heicha didvarav sosrin zed zed, where the words contradict each other. V'lek lameimar desefa lefrushe tchilas dvarav ka'asi. When do we say what Rabbi Yossi said over there, that you have to, when there's a contradiction between two words, and you cannot say that the second half of a statement is explaining the first half of a statement? If somebody says, this is a tour of an ola, this is a tour of a shlamim, the second part of that statement is not explaining the first part. It's two totally opposite, different things. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, you got to take both of them into account. And therefore, half and half. Hilka chayli beis halashonas l'Rabbi Yossi, v'avi tmuras ola u'tmuras shlamim. But what's Beis Hillel saying in our Mishnah? Based on Rabbi Yossi, look at the second half of his words significantly. But what are we saying here? The second half of his words could be explaining the first half of his words. We could say that that's the umdana. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to be a nazir from these items. Aval b'mas nisan, ikala meimar, desefa lefrushe resha. It could be, and this is, even Rabbi Yossi would agree to this, that the second half of his statement is explaining the first half. Klomar, haid kamar nazir, lav miayin kamar. He's not being mafresh himself from wine. Elami grogaris. V'hilkach gemar dvarav, ikirein li tafes bahen, v'lo b'tchilas dvarav. Rabbi Yossi, over there, the context was where his two halves contradict each other, so therefore you can't say one wins over the other one, you have to say both are true. Here, you can say the second half is explaining the first half, and that's exactly what he says, and therefore Tosfos and Rov Rishonim say, it's impossible, though. He was mistaken, because you can't be a Nazir from Grogoris, therefore we just forget what he said totally. We'll see if there's any other way to interpret that. And again, the last line that we just said is, V'hai nedro pischoimo, and therefore he always wanted to be a Nazir just from Grogoris, there ain't davar kazeh, and therefore he is mutter bakol. That is all the first explanation of the Gemara for the Mishnah. Beis Shammai is based on Rabbi Meir, Eina Damosi Derav Levatala in the Arachin topic, and Beis Hillel is based on Rabbi Yossi in the Temura topic. So now says the Gemara. 1 minute. Ubeis Shammai, Nami, Neder, Neder Upischo Imahu. Beis Shammai also, Neder Upischo Imo. What exactly does that question mean? Not 100% clear. Tosfos explains the question as follows. That, what are we basing Beis Shammai on? On Rabbi Yossi over there, by the Erech case? Says the Gemara, 1 minute. You could reinterpret the word Erech to mean Damim. They're pretty close together. People might be confused of what Lashon you could use. I want to give value to the Beis HaMikdash, so instead of saying Erech Klizeh, I meant to say Damim. You can interpret one that meant the other, or less than 30 days, more than 30 days. We understand that confusion. But does anybody think that you could be a Nazir from figs? Who thinks that? Nobody thinks that. So how can Beis Shammai say, oh, Eina Damosi Derav Levatala, this is what he must have meant? Who says that? You could say that by words that are concepts that are close to each other. People might have gotten confused between Erech and Damim. But nobody would have gotten confused between what a Nazir is. Nobody thinks you're a Nazir from figs. So how could we give that interpretation? That is our Tosfos, in that last Tosfos, the Tosfos that we were reading, in the last couple of lines, if you look at the first couple of wide lines, that's what Tosfos says on the first wide line. Dahasam nehita ain shayach erech lekli, damim mi ashayach lebei, damim fit, v'adam zen is kavi litein lehekdash mashayuchal. This person wanted to be makdish. What he could, hilkach nosin damav, v'kari lu erech ledmeakli, mishum de erech adam nami avi damim. They're very similar. Aval grogeris, lo shayach ben lashen neziris klau. Kroger is going to do with neziris. V'yal karachach, and he must have said something, levatala. So that's the Gemara. I don't think that Beis Shammai could just be based on that shita of Rabbi Yossi, of Rabbi Meir, because I don't think Rabbi Meir would say it here. It's too far to put that into the explanation for his words. So the Gemara goes off and says, okay, you're right. Different explanation of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. A little different. It's similar, but a little different. Ela Beis Shammai Savri Lak Rabbi Meir Damar Eina Demosi Derav Levatala. You're right. We still keep that. The Beis Shammai is based on Rabbi Meir. Ah, you're asking me. He couldn't have meant it. You're right. What he's trying to do now is retract. When he says the words Hari Nazir, we take that as a significant statement, right? Eina Damosi Derav Levatala. What's Min HaGrogeris? That's also significant. He's trying to retract. But you know what Beis Shammai holds? You can't retract. You can't retract. V'kiva damar harini nazir havi le nazir. Right when he accepts to be a nazir, he is a nazir. Ki kamar min agrogeris min advela le'itz shule hu deka'asi. He's trying to have she'ela. He's trying to go back on his naziris. Not literally she'ela that you're going to a rabbi and to have she'ela, but she'ela just basically means to uproot. To uproot what he just did. And Beis Shammai says you can't do that. Why? Ubeis Shammai l'taimaihu da'amri ein she'ela behektish. There is no she'ela when it comes to hektish. V'kiva ne she'ela behektish, ain't she'ela b'nazirus. Here it is, what we just alluded to before. The Gemara says explicitly that there is a connection between nazirus and hektish, just like you can't be sho'el on hektish, you can be sho'el on truma, you can be sho'el on a neder, you can't be sho'el on hektish, so too, you cannot be sho'el on nazirus. Two discussions, maybe two or three discussions that we have to have. So first of all, what is the reason that you can't be shoel on hektish? So the Tosfos links this, and we'll have to see if this comes up or he showed him. Tosfos links this to toch kedei dibur. What's toch kedei dibur? If you remember at the end of Nedarim, we had on Daf Pei Zayin that usually you could be chozer from a statement toch kedei dibur within a few seconds, with four exceptions. Four exceptions: kedushin gerushin, megadef and avodah zarah. Four exceptions. The Rambam and some Rishonim add on another exception, and that is hektish. Maybe it's included in Kiddushin, in that Gemara. That you can't be chozer toch kedei dibur when it comes to hektish. What's the connection? That's what Tosfos links it to. Tosfos on the bottom, Tosfos. What is the connection between toch kedei dibur and she'ela? Ta'us. Tosfos assumes, and this is how the Ksos explains it, it's in Reish Nun Hei. If I'm trying to be chozer bo toch kedei dibur, I'm basically saying what I did earlier was mistaken. I say I'm melech hakadosh. What I did earlier was I'm trying to correct a mistake. When it comes to Hekdesh, Hekdesh Ta'us, Rebbe Shammai holds, Hekdesh Ta'us is Hekdesh. We're going to see that later on. Even if you make a mistake when you give something to the base of Hekdesh, it works! So too, you're not allowed to be chosen by Tokeh De'Dibur, because Tokeh De'Dibur works through Ta'us, and She'ela also works through Ta'us. She'ela means I made a mistake by what I originally did. I didn't want to do it. Ta'us. And that's the connection between all of these halachas. It works through a previous mistake that was made. That is how the Ksos explains this this Tosfos. You can't be Chozer Tokeh De'Dibur. You can't do She'ela, because at root, both of them are related to Ta'us. And Beis Shammai holds that if you're Makdish something mistakenly, it still works. It still becomes Hektish.
Why do you have to connect it to Tokeh De'Dibur? Why can't you just say you can't be Chozer if you're
doing Ta'us? You can't be chozer, but he's that's the svara for why that is also brought in. Because that's also based on Ta'us. It's also based on Ta'us. That's a reflection. That's what the Ksos says. Again, Simon Reishon and Hey. And he quotes the Rambam. He says the Rambam says in Beferish that it's based on Ta'us. The Rambam says in Ochle Shvuas. Misha nishba v'haya li piv li bo shavim b'shvua. Somebody makes an oath. And he means it. V'yachar sh'ne'asar chazer bo miyat Tokeh De'Dibur. He goes back to Tokeh De'Dibur. V'hu k'dei sh'yomar l'shalom alecha revi. V'amar ein zu shvua. No, I take it back. Oni chamti. O chazarti. V'chayosi v'dvaram elu sh'in yonam sh'hitir masha asar. So when he's chosen Tokeh De'Dibur, says the Rambam, harei ze mutter. V'ne'akra ha'shvua. The shvua is uprooted. Why? The Rambam says, sh'zeh dome l'to'e. That's the Rambam's lashon. It's a mistake. So Tokeh De'Dibur, going back, is like a mistake. That's the Ksos Svara, and that's the connection to Hektish, and that is the concept why Rabbi Beis Shammai says, Ein She'ela be'Hektish. Other Achronim are not so convinced about this, and they also might explain that, why other Rishonim don't make this connection. But with Tokeh De'Dibur, could be something very different, something we discussed back in the end of Nedarim. Because if you remember that the Gemara there, it's really the Gemara. That Gemara there is unbelievably creative and mechudash. What does the Gemara there say? If you remember the Gemara, somebody hears that their relative, their father died, and they tear kriya. They tear their shirt. Within Tokeh De'Dibur, they find out that it was a different relative. Or the Gemara says, your father died, and he tears kriya, and then within Tokeh De'Dibur, they say, no, he didn't die, he had fainted, but now he's dead. So he finds out afterwards. So do you have to tear kriya again? Says the Gemara, well, it depends. If it's Tokeh De'Dibur, you don't have to tear kriya again. But if it's afterwards, you do. What does that have to do with anything? You're not even retracting anything that you just did. That Gemara is understood by Achronim. Rav Shimon Shtup writes this, and others write, Shari Yoshar, Shar Hey, Perachot Beis, the Chiddush of Tokeh De'Dibur is not just Midin Ta'us, you're being chozer about because you made a mistake. It's that Halacha looks at time in increments. And as long as the action or whatever was done, this increment of time, we look at it as a unit. Not in milliseconds, you have a few seconds. That's how Halacha looks at it. So if I said Akel HaKadosh, then I said Amelech HaKadosh. So in this increment of time, I said Amelech HaKadosh. That's the way it works. Not just be Din Ta'us. Why can I be Chozer Bo Tokeh De'Dibur by a Kinyan? Because the Kinyan's not over yet. Time looks at it in larger increments than we thought. And that's why Kriya could work. Even if Kriya is done before I heard about the Ptira, as long as it's within Tokeh De'Dibur, I could view that in certain increments of time. That's what he writes. The Kol Shnei Dvarim HaTchufim Zeh Achar Zeh Choshev Ki'ilu Hu B'Bas Achas. That's the language of Avram Shemishka. Mehai Taimalinian Kriya. Yasi De Kriya. Kivan. Tehashvinan Shehiyah Kriya Babas Achas. Ima Shmua. Sheshamba Shemes Vomes. Vavikilu Kara Vishah Shmua. That's all. That's all you need. So if you say that, so then the concept of Ta'us, they wouldn't be so related. Tokeh De'Dibur is its own concept, and being Shoel on Hektish is different. Shoel on Hektish can be connected to Ta'us, but it wouldn't be connected to Tokeh De'Dibur.
According to Beis Shammai, then, saying Beli Neder never helped.
According to Beis Shammai, saying Beli Neder by Kutchim. By Kutchim would not help, because you can't be Shoel by Hektish. So that is that's the second svara that the Gemara gives for Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is based on the fact that he's trying to be Chozerbo. So that's why he says, Haredi Nazir, we trust what he says. He's trying to be Chozerbo. We don't let him be Chozerbo, because this is like Hektish. The other Chiddush of this line is that Naziris is like Hektish, as we just explained. How and why is Naziris like Hektish? So if you look in Tosfos says, Why is it like hektish? Tosfos says in Dibur Maaschil Ein, about 5 lines for the bottom. V'lo mani sheila benazir de ikri kedusha dechsiv kadoshi hiyah. Because, as we've said, it says kadoshi hiyah by nazir, and that's kadoshi hiyah, so it's like a korban. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that kadoshi hiyah, the Gemara says, is referring to his hair, possibly. Or there are some tanoim that say he's not a kadosh, he's a chote. So Rov Achronim assume that, no, the connection is his karbanos. That's why Naziris is viewed in the world of Kachem. Because of the karbanos that he is meant to bring at the end of his Naziris. This, though, relates to a very fascinating Chakira, and that is, how do we look at when somebody's Makabal Naziris? I accept to be a Nazir. So I'm a Nazir for 30 days. I accept all the Isurim, that's for sure. I accept to be a Nazir. I know wine and Tumah and hair. Did I, in that original Kabbalah's Naziris, is that also a Kabbalah of Karbanas Naziris? Or is that just an outgrowth of being a Nazir? If I accept to be a Nazir, and that's what I accepted, Memeil, in 30 days from now, it's going to come out that I'm going to have to bring Karbanas. But that's not included in my Kabbalah. Conceptually, the Kabbalah is only on the Nihugim of Naziris, not the Karbanos, or not. Or does it also include? That might be part of this issue here. What is the reason that Naziris is in the world of Kachim? Is it the Karbanos? Like Achronim say, the Pnei Yeshua says this in Ksubis and Afnun Vav. We'll see. We mentioned this back in the Dharma a few times, but in 2 days from now, we're going to have Tosfos on Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos Yud Aleph and Aleph, Tosfos there asks, why should you be able to make a t'nai by Naziris? You can't do Naziris through a Shliach. And what does Tosfos answer? You can do Naziris through a Shliach. The Shliach can bring your Karbanos. That's what Tosfos says. So what do you mean? What does that have to do with the Naziris? What is Tosfos emphasizing? That it could be that because the Naziris, the Karbanos is defined. Doesn't work so well with this Tosfos if we're contrasting it. But that is the issue, how we view and why we view Naziris in the world of Kachim. Let's continue. Ubeis Hillel Savri, and Beis Hillel says, Karebi Shimon. If Beis Shammai says, well, it's about you can't be Chozer Bo, and you have to take his word seriously, Beis Shammai holds like Rebbe Shimon. Ditzan, Rebbe Shimon, again, is another different context. Rebbe Shimon poter, shlo hisnadim kiderecha besadvim. Rebbe Shimon poters, where's Rebbe Shimon in the Mishnah in Menachis, in Daf Kuf Gimel? It just so happens that Mishnah is going to be quoted on today's Daf, on Amud Beis. So we'll see it soon. Where somebody promises to bring a carbon mincha from barley. Most carbon minchas are not from barley. Right? So what does a person mean if they said that your carbon mincha from barley? So the Tanakhama says what he says, Rebbe Shimon says, you're poter. Your putter, because he didn't say what a normal carbon is. Shlo hisnadiv, kiderechav hisnadvin. And that's what Beis Hillel says. It says like here, you're not a nazir, you're nothing. Just like over Rebbe Shimon says you're nothing, so to here, you are a nothing. And again, Tosfos is bothered here as the other he showed him. Why didn't the Gemara just say, Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai? What do you have to come up with a new reason? You know what Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai? He says, yesh eila behektish. Beis Shammai says, ain't Shayla Be'akdish. Beis Hillel says, ain't Shayla. The Gemara doesn't suffice with that. So you know why the Gemara doesn't suffice with that, says Tosfos. This Tosfos goes over to the top of Amud Beis. Tosfos says, because just arguing with Beis Shammai would explain why he's not a Nazir. But why wouldn't he be Asur from Grogerus and Dvela? That's why the Gemara has to come up with Rabbi Shimon. So hisnadev kederech hamisnadvim. That's the extra added. But again, this is two suggestions of the Gemara now. What is the basis for the Shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? First suggestion was, Beis Shammai is based on Rav Yossi by Rav Meir, Enot Zemotiv Rav Latala. Beis Hillel is based on Rav Yossi, but Gemara is Varav Adam Nitfas. And we rejected that. Second possibility, Beis Shammai is based on the fact that you're not allowed to be Chozer Bo when it comes to Kachim, and that applies here too, Naziris. And Beis Hillel says no. Just like Reb Shimon says, if you don't say exactly what works, said it's not going to work. So hisnadev kederech hamisnadvin. Period. So now the Gemara says, masnisan deloki aitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following version of the Machlokes. D'tanya, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says the following version. Beis Shammai omrim nadur v'nazir. What's the pashas of that shita? Nadur v'nazir? The shita v'kubetza says the pashas. Beis Shammai holds that he is both asir in Nazirus and he's asir in Grogerus and Dvela. That's what it sounds like. Nadur v'nazir. The Rush here says he's one or the other. I think the shita v'kubetza says the pashas. Beis Shammai omrim nadur v'nazir. He's both. We take both his words seriously. Beis Hillel goes one step down. He's nadur. And according to this version, Beis Hillel holds that he is Aser from Grogris and Vela. The word nazir just means mufrash. Ve'ein nazir, but he's not a nazir. Why? Beishamai sabi lekter be mayor. Beishamai holds like every mayor that ain adam mosi dvar of levatala, and therefore you have to take what he says seriously. Uka Rebbe Yehuda, and he also holds like Rebbe Yehuda, the second half of our Mishnah, who says that Beishamai holds that he's also nadur have, that he's aser from the grogeris and the dvela. So that's why Rabbi Nassan's version of Beishamai is that he's aser in both. Ubeis Hillel sabi kolak Rebbe Yosi, and Beis Hillel says like Rebbe Yosi that Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, only Bigmar Dvarav, and therefore he is at least Asur from Grogeris and Vela, according to Beis Hillel. So interesting, the Reb Yehuda's Beis Shammai in the Mishnah is the same Shita as Rebbe Nassan's Beis Hillel in the Braisa. Again, because over there, Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah said, Beis Shammai says he's only Aser from Grogeris and Vela. That's exactly what Rabbi Nassan says about Beis Hillel in the Braisa. Okay, that is the connection. Lishna Achrina, or a different version now, maybe a third version. Amri La, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Nadur Ve'eno Nazir. Beis Shammai says only Nadur and not Nazir. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Lo Nadur Ve'lo Nazir. Right, neither. Beis Shammai Rabbi Yehuda, this is like Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda's, Rabbi Yehuda, who says earlier that he is at least Nadur, and Beis Hillel Rabbi Shimon, that Shalom Hisnadev Kederech HaMisnadvim. Fine. Now let's finally get to the Psak of the Rambam that I alluded to twice already. What is the Rambam Paskin? So you would think the Rambam would Paskin like Beis Hillel of our Mishnah. That's what he should Paskin. Our Gemara said, Masisa Deloki Aitana. Right, and that kind of washer is that this is a different type of version. But not true. The Rambam Paskins, Naziris, Perak, Aleph, Alacha, Yud, Aval Ha'omer, Hareini, Nazir, Ben Agrogoris, Ben Advela, V'chayotzi, Bohen, Hareze, Aser, Bohen, Ve'eno, Nazir. He Paskins that the person is Aser, Ben Agrogoris, and Vela. He's not a Nazir. Who is that like? That's like the Mishnah's Beis Shammai, according to Yehuda. It's like the Beis Hillel of Rabbi Nassan asks the Ravid, Amar Avram Ze'ena Mechuvar. What is he talking about? The Stamas Nisan Delok Rabbi Nassan. To Amar Le Beis Hillel Nadur Ve'eno Nazir. You're right, that's Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Nassan. But the Gemara says, Delok Rabbi Nassan. Says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Radvaz, the Rambam must have had a different Girsa. The Rambam's Girsa must have been Mas Nisan Kihaitana. The Masnisan is not Deloki Aitana, but the Mishnah Masnisan is Ke Aitana, meaning, remember we said, the Mishnah might be interpreted. What did the Mishnah say? What was the language of the Mishnah? Hareini Nazir Ben Grogeris Ben Tvela, Beis Shammai says Nazir, Beis Hillel says Eino Nazir. What does that sound like, says the Kesef Mishnah? That he is, it doesn't say Eino Klum, he says Eino Nazir. So maybe that means that even in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama's Beis Hillel holds that he is Aser, Minagrogus, Minazvela. If that's the understanding of the Mishnah, maybe the Rambam's Girsa then was here, and the Masnisan is exactly like the following Tana, who says it explicitly. Rabbi Nassan says explicitly that version of Beis Hillel. So if you have that Girsa, Mitzarach Lomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, Shrabbeinu, Hayagoreis, Masnisan, Ki Rabbi Nassan, V'yish Tamla Girsa Zu, and he gets it from that Lashon of the Mishnah, which says, Eino Nazir, which could mean leaving it open for something else. Good. So that is in terms of Psak. It's not awesome. Once we alluded to Reb Shimon before, so now we're going to talk about him a little more in depth. It's not awesome. The Mishnah says there, in Meseches Menachos, Ha'omer Harei Alai Mincha, if somebody accepts to bring a Mincha, Lahavi Min HaSa'orim, but he accepts to bring a Mincha from barley. We know all carbonous Mincha are from wheat, except for two. Except for the carbon of a sota and the carbon ha'omer. Why those two? So al pi hashkafa, Chazal tell us that a woman, what's sa'orim? Sa'orim barley is machal behema. Chitim is machal adam. You make bread mostly out of wheat. Sa'orim is machal behema. So the woman by sota brings a carbon of barley because she did possibly a ma'asa behema or behemit from the animalistic side of a human being. Also, hashkafically, all the mefarshim talk about it by sfiras ha'omer. Right? Omer starts off. Sirus Omer starts with the carbon from barley, ends on Shavuos with the carbon of the Shtei HaLechem, two unique carbonos mincha shel tzibur, the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem, the two poles of our Svira. Omer is from barley. Why? Because we're on the level of animals before we got the Torah. Right, we left Mitzrayim, we didn't have the Torah yet, so the process, Sfiras Omer, is going from the level of Behema to the level of Adam, and that's the Seorim. But those are the only two! All other Karbanis Mincha, you can't bring a volunteer a Karban Mincha Seorim. You can't be Nodev that. So if a person says, I hereby accept to bring a Karban Mincha from Seorim, that's just like a Nazir from dates. So, or figs. So, Omer, Mincha, Min Seorim, Yavi, Min Achitim, he brings from Chitim. You bring a carbon mincha, you bring from wheat. Kemach, if you promise to bring not such great quality flour, yavi solas, you have to bring from quality flour. Shalo b'shemen ulavona, without oil and frankincense, yaviena b'shemen lavona. Meaning, whatever you said, we reinterpret and say, no, you have to bring the right one. Chatzi isaron, half an isaron, yavi isaron shalim. You have to bring at least an isaron, a flour. Isaron umechza, you can't never bring a half, so yavi shnayim, you bring two, you have to bring two. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Shalom is not in Kederachav Esdatim. Rabbi Shimon is Poter in all these cases because you warrant Misnadiv Kederachav Esdatim. The Sfas Emes there in Menachas leaves Bitzarach Iyun. Let's say in the last case of one and a half, do you have to at least bring one or nothing? Sounds like from the Rishonim or from the Pashas, nothing. But what do you mean? One and a half is at least one. So you can't bring a half, but you just wanted to bring more than that. So, that's the Sfas Emes, just leave that Bitzarach Iyun, that he would say, just Misvara, that Rabbi Shimon would say you have to bring at least what for sure you were no Dave. Mantana, so now we say, Mantana, Dechi Amar Harialai Mincha Minasaorm Yimei Menachitim. Who is the author of the Tanakama there of Menachas? We're trying now to connect our Mishnah to that Mishnah in Menachas. So, who is the author of that Mishnah? The Tanakama there says, if you promise to bring from barley, you bring from wheat. So, Machlokas. Amar Chizkiya B'machlokas Shnuya U'Beishamayhi. That Mishnah reflects the Shita of Beishamai and our Mishnah. What did Beishamai say in our Mishnah? If you're a Nazir from Grogaris, you're a real Nazir. Even though you messed up in your words. Just like there. If you want to bring a Karban Mincha from Seorim, you have to bring a regular Karban Mincha. Lav Amri Beishamai, didn't Beishamai say, says Chizkiya, Kiyamar Min Grogaris Min Atvela, Havi Nazir, Sachanami, Kiyamar Min Seorim, Mevim Nachitim. Right? Same exact parallel Shita. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, Rabbi Yochanan argues, because we'd rather not say that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tema Divrei Akol, even if you want to say that Mishnah even reflects Beis Hillel Shita. How? Beis Hillel here says you're not a Nazir. Why over there do you have to bring a regular Karban Mincha? Ba'omer, Ilu Hayiti Yodea, Sheino Drin Kach, Lo Nadarti Kach, Ela Kach. People can make mistakes between barley and wheat. Not everybody knows that you can't bring, right before we started today's daf, you know, if you would have asked any of us, you know, what can you bring a be a nazir from things other than grapes? We would have said, of course not. What about mincha from other things? Not as known, not as mefursam. So that's very different. Over there, Beis Hillel might say, yeah, this is what he meant. He wanted to bring a carbon mincha, he just messed up in his understanding, so make him bring the chitim. But here, maybe not. That's the chiluk between the two cases. Rabbi Akiva Eiger here is bothered. He still, Lamaisa, didn't say it. He still reminded us, you gotta say it to accept the nether. Pivaliba Warren Shavin, he says, Menas Saorim. It's still a chiddush. So, Rabbi Kivik is a little bothered by that, suggestion. Okay, Amar Chizkiya. Then Chizkiya added on something else. First Chizkiya said, that Mishnah in Menachas is like Beishamai. And then he added on the following. Amar Chizkiya, Lo Shanu Elisha Amar Menas Saorim. We only can reinterpret his words if it's something close. Barley. If he says barley, then we can say, okay, he meant wheat. Aval amar min ha'adashim lo maisi velo klum. But if he says, I want to bring a carbon mincha from lentils, that's totally, totally not in the world. At least Seorim, there are two carbonous minchas, we explained, that come from Seorim. Lentils? So even the Tana of that Mishnah would say, if you say you're a mincha from lentils, so then you don't have to bring anything. So now, once Chizkiya said that, now we jump all over him. Chizkiya, 1 minute. Michti. Chizkiya, kaman mukim la lamasisa, kamei shamai. Chizkiya, who did you just say the Mishnah in Menachas is like? In the first statement of Chizkiya. You said it's like Beishamai Shita. What did Beishamai say in our Mishnah? Vaha adoshim lagabe mincha, ki grogoris lagabe nazir damu. Vakamri Beishamai have a nazir? Question mark. You're telling me if it's so far-fetched, the Mishnah over there in Menachas, if it's something totally not shayach, so that even that Tana would agree that it doesn't work? So here, he should say it doesn't work either. Here he says he's a nazir from figs. So that's just like bringing a carbon mincha from lentils. So why would you say there, if you're connecting these two opinions, then it doesn't work, because here it does work, if it's very far and not included. So there it also, but now you're limiting that shita. So Chizkiya, something has to give. Something has to give. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hadar be'chizkiya, Chizkiya was chozer bo, meaning, from his first statement, the Tanakama of that Mishnah Menachos is not only according to Beis Shammai. It's not according to Beis Shammai. Why? Because Beis Shammai would say, even from Adoshim, he would have to bring a Karban Mincha. Just like here, by Nazir, he says even from Grogaris. So it's not an exact parallel. That Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. But Amai Haderbe, why did he change that first statement, and not, for example, the second statement? Why? Amar Rava Masisa Kishise, because the language of our Mishnah, what bothered him? My Arya, the Tani Menasa'orim, the language of that Mishnah, I'm sorry. The language of that Mishnah. My Arya, the Tani Menasa'orim, why did that Mishnah only give an example of a mistake with barley? Listim in a Hadashim, it would have been an even bigger Kiddush to say, if the guy wanted to bring a carbon mincha from lentils, that he has to bring one. Why did it not say that? It must be because it doesn't hold of that. Elasavar Chizkiya, Kikam Rebbe Shammai, Hasam Kareb Yehuda. Right, it must be, what? What does this line mean? Difficult. What does Rebbe Yehuda have to do with this? So we're going to go with Tosfos's Girsa. Tosfos changes this line, this Girsa, totally. Look at Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Hasam. This is the word that Tosfos has instead of this line. Tosfos, second to last Tosfos on the Amud. Tosfos says, Hasam. Okay, what's the question we're trying to answer? The question is, what is, he changed, the Mishnah bothered him. Why did he give an example of barley and not lentils? So the Gemara says, according to Tosfos, Hasam Mishum Tausahu. There, because he made a mistake. Uba Omer Ilu Hayita Yodea. Remember, over there, it's because not everybody knows. And that's why, if he says, I'm a bring a Karban Mincha from barley, it works. And he brings a regular Karban Mincha, because people can make that mistake. Hilkach ki Omer Sa'orim, Lekalamemar Dita, Deyesh Mincha Ba Sa'orim. It's not a total mistake. Avo be adashim lekalimite. De mincha ba meyam klal. If he had said adashim, what he would say is meaningless. Tosfos adds, velo garas hacha b'sefer. Don't have the girsa, kasavar chizke b'shalei kreb Yehuda. Don't say that. That's more difficult to know what that girsa means, which we're not even going to go into right now. But we'll go with Tosfos' girsa. And therefore, Chizke took back what he said. That Mishnah Menachos is a different shita. It's a different shita. It's a more limited, it's not Beishamai. Beishamai would say even if you totally say something different in the second half of your statement, your first half of your statement is still significant. The second half of the statement, and even Beisham, Beisil could agree to that, like Rabbi Yochanan says. Period. Finishing up. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Min Adashim. Rabbi Yochanan would say that the Mishnah, that Beishamai would say, right, even from Adashim, or Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if you would make a mistake from Adashim, because only Chizkiya had this chilek between Adashim and Sa'orim. Does Rabbi Yochanan say that there would not be any chilek? Right, even if he said in Adashim, you would bring from Chitim, is that true? But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that the explanation is that the person would make a mistake, the person would say, oh, I didn't realize. Everybody would realize lentils. So the Gemara says, you're right. L'dvar de Chizkiya hu de ka'amar. He's really just talking to Chizkiya, the original. At my time, kahadart b'cha, or after he was chozer. Why, Chizkiya, were you chozer bo? Mishum de lo k'tani min ha'adashim. You were chozer bo, and said it can't be like the shita of Beis Shammai, because it didn't say min ha'adashim, and Beis Shammai would have said it even min ha'adashim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, I don't think that's such a problem. Dilma lo mi boi kamar. Maybe Sa'orim is an even bigger chiddush than Adashim, and I'll explain why. Lo mi boi ki amar me Adashim. The ma'isi mincha ma'al yisa. Not only if he says Adashim, of course he can't bring a carbon mincha from Adashim. There's no such thing. He has to bring a regular carbon mincha. De'ika l'meimar. Me'adar hu dehadar bei. Because you know what I might think if he says lentils? Maybe he's just trying to retract what he said. V'tfos lashon rishon. And we don't let him retract. And therefore you go by what he originally said. And we make him bring a normal carbon mincha. Ela ki amar mena sa'orim. But if he says sa'orim, you know what I might have said? Vadai de'achi kamar. This is what he means to accept. I kacha ke minchas ha'omer. O ke minchas sota. Tikdosh. Ilolo. He knows that there's only certain karbanos mincha that come from barley, but there are some that come from barley. And maybe what he means is, if I can bring a barley karban mincha voluntarily, that's what I want. And if not, then I have nothing. I don't want to bring anything. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's why it's a bigger chiddush with Sa'orim. I might have said that he's not chayav to bring anything in this case. Kamash malon to ma'isim nachitim. That's the chiddush. So don't, Rabbi Yochanan, why does Rabbi Yochanan not make a chiluk between Adashim and Sa'orim? Because what he means to say is that Rechizkiah, there's no problem that Mishnah mentioned Sa'orim and not Adashim. Right, it's not limiting, which would make you then reject your shita and say, "Oh, it's afei shamai." No, I'm very comfortable with the fact that it says saorim, says Rabbi Yochanan, because there's a chiddush to saorim. You might think that only a carbon saorim, but not a dashim, because that's not a carbon at all. Kamash malan, that no, he even has to bring a regular carbon mincha in this case. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and the Hashem will continue here in the second parak on tomorrow's daf.